Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. And the believer that I'm about to describe was not a victim, but a victor, an example of extreme devotion. Today we visit Sudan and Pastor Jeremiah Logara. And Jeremiah Logara never knew resignation, only determination. The Muslim soldiers had arrested six boys from his church and falsely accused them of being spies. When Jeremiah, their pastor, tried explaining that the boys were Christians, not spies, the soldiers decided to arrest him too. The Islamic soldiers tied Pastor Lagara's arms and legs together and hung him 4 feet in the air with a rope. They whipped him and dripped hot, melted wax on his chest. He recalled the prayer of Jesus in the garden. He prayed, "O God, if it is your will for me to die today, let it be done." He could not bear that he might give in to the tortures of the northern Sudanese Arabs as he stood before the young, impressionable boys. But God's will was that he live on as a testimony for these boys. He was released. But the boys were detained. Pastor Lagar imagines the boys were probably being forced to train as soldiers. When the pastor reflected upon that incident, he recalled, "I thought of Jesus' death, that Jesus died to save the whole world. I thought my death could be part of the salvation of these boys as I followed in the footsteps of my Lord. I pray my example of suffering for them will encourage them to remain faithful to God." 1 John 2:6 says, "Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." Children love to walk in the footsteps of their parents. On sandy beaches, they strive and stretch to plant their tiny feet within the pattern of their mom or dad. Ever trusting, they follow the path wherever it may lead. Likewise, Jesus' footsteps may lead us through some trying terrain. We may follow him through trials and tribulations that we never would have chosen for ourselves. However, if we are committed to following Jesus, we have released our right to choose our own destinies. Following Jesus provides a clear example for our children and other observers to imitate. The path we take matters. What impressions are you leaving in the minds of those around you? For your own copy of Extreme Devotion, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. Thevoice@vom.org. Thank you for listening. Please look around the site. We have over 3,000 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, a blog, and a store where you can purchase one of my books. If you desire more fellowship, please consider visiting my YouTube channel known as Pasturelands, or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and I'll share details of the other things that I'm doing, especially our Zoom meetings. We have two of them now, one for men only, one for men, women, and children old enough to understand. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. It is, as you are hearing it for the first time, May the 1st, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.